There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. For Saturday, September 18th, 2010, week four of high school football in the books. Week three of college football upon us, and the NFL after its opener last week in full swing. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing this fine morning? The rain's coming in a little bit early. Maybe they'll get that out of here in time for Sparty tailgating this afternoon and the game tonight.
Might get it out of here in time for U of M versus U of M.
For the Minutemen. Talking smack. They got a DB that's telling everybody they're going to shock the world.
Well, you know, when they ask guys that question...
Come on, Bailey.
What are they supposed to say?
Yeah, but
you know, we're going to go and get our butts kicked, and I don't know why we were getting on the plane. It's just a matter of how big the score. No, of course.
Well, he's talking.
That.
This guy is talking.
What'd he say?
Some major smack. He says we're going to shock the world, and then he talks about the stadium. Quote, he says, it's actually not that big. It says, this should not be in the big house. This should be in the little house on the prairie. So this guy's like... You know, talking smack already.
And, all right. Well, he'll get his UMass today. Yeah.
But they are number 16 in the subdivision of the NC2A.
Are
division,
you scared, Tom?
I call it one. I'm always scared, you know? Absolutely.
Scared of what? What do you think that?
They could be playing
Appalachian
Siena Heights.
State's going to show up again or what?
Here comes Siena Heights. I'm scared.
That's like Lou Holtz.
Yeah. There you
every
go.
Time they played, it didn't matter what the team was. Come out there with six guys.
Yeah.
Two girls. It didn't matter.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And you Spartan fans got all day long to just kind of hang out. Maybe
they were going to say get liquored up.
Consume some adult beverages and have a good time out there in all those tailgates. When do they open that thing up? At 1?
1, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Eckersley, our producer, and I were talking about this yesterday, about how much alcohol could be consumed within a 7-hour period before kickoff, and a lot of people be starting before that. Yeah,
Michigan State University.
There are going to be some pre-tailgates. There'll be people tailgating elsewhere.
Well, then
morning.
How do you pre-tailgate and then transport yourself in a vehicle to the other?
Well, you don't have to be the driver.
Someone's got to.
I mean,
driver.
Somebody can drive.
People need to behave.
Absolutely. And you are heading to Ann Arbor at what time today?
Well,
we haven't talked about this yet.
11 o'clock.
Could
no.
be any moment,
no,
ladies
no, no,
and gentlemen.
No, 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 no. I'm looking forward to that 10:35 interview with Keith Jackson, by the way, we need to promote and talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, 11 o'clock, I'm going to leave here, and I'm going to go to the Okemos exit. And my son is going to be dropped off there. And Cody, after he's got, you know, on Saturday mornings, people don't realize you high school football players, you got to go to practice the next morning.
Not at Lansing Sexton.
Really?
Yep. Dan Bogan, after the game last night, called his team together, told him how proud he was, gave him the day off.
Wow. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Because they do, you know, the stretch run, check, go with the trainer, and then look at film. You know, that's a routine all over. And so we don't get out of there. He doesn't get out of there until about 11:15. So, you know, we're going to be, sheepishly late for the UMass-Michigan game.
Something tells me you're not going to miss the key play of the
game. I'm thinking the thing might be, I'm hoping the thing might be over before sit in our seats.
If it's 21 zip, do you turn around and leave?
No,
or
no.
You're going to miss the victor's walk.
and then some. Yeah, that's all right. You know, same thing will be with BG game next week, but, hey.
We mentioned Dan Bogan. He is going to be with us, our high school coach of the week, and Keith Jackson. Really been looking forward to that.
Whoa, Nelly. Yes. I mean, as a college football freak as I am, that voice, it just resonates multi-decades.
And the Big Ten icons, the top 20 countdown, begins today. They've gone from 50 to 21.
You know who number 20?
I absolutely do.
See,
and we'll talk a little bit about him later in the show. But we also have George Blaha with us.
Hey, hit it.
Voice of the Detroit Pistons and for 40 years, Michigan State football. That's a long time.
And a Notre Dame grad.
And a Michigan grad.
Right, but his undergrad is Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
So that's where his heart should be.
Yeah, but he's become a Spartan through and through. He's
what is it with this stuff? He's really Michigan State.
And we're also going to talk with Michael Rothstein about the University of Michigan, AnnArbor.com. And how about Alan Pinkett going to join us and talk about Notre Dame?
Because he's very transparent, if you will.
He tells it the way it is. He's a Notre Dame radio analyst.
Yeah.
Well, he tells it as he sees it and tells it as it is.
Well, yeah.
Nobody tells it as it is.
Well, how do you define what it is? Everybody's got their opinion. So
exactly.
As he sees it. That's right.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about that Michigan State-Notre Dame rivalry, the series. And you know what we'll do? We'll also reflect a little bit on last Saturday, something that we often forget to do.
Yeah, let's talk about last Saturday.
We need a Sunday
Saturday.
Show so we can get that taken care of.
We do. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. Maybe we can get the support to do that.
That would be nice. That would be very nice.
Absolutely.
You can listen to us at 1320wils.com if you are out and about. And you can also catch podcast segments. Some people say, well, I'm going to be gone. I can't hear Keith Jackson this
morning. There's no excuses.
Not anymore.
None.
Not anymore.
Nada.
1320wils.com. You can catch all the podcasts, not just of today's show, but any of the other shows we have had for, what, roughly about a month, Scott. Huh? We keep that on the files on, about a month. So you can go back and you can find segments from other shows, not just the Jack and Tom show, but a lot of programming here at 1320 WILS. A great night for high school football last night. It was just about perfect weather, as you said.
We have really been blessed, and I'm knocking on wood. I want this to go 9 for 9, you know, as far as these weather nights, you know, where good weather, because it affects the crowds. It is amazing. Now, Everett didn't have a lot of fans last night over Lynn C. Adams for the East Lansing Everett game. Disappointing. You know, but that, is that the city school thing? I don't know. We'll see what Eastern draws when we go over their place. But that was a little disappointing because those Everett kids played hard, and they're so young, and they were in this game right down to the end. And Marcel Carruthers, I'll tell you what, he's got some young players. So watch out for Everett next year.
Are they one year away?
I mean, they're going to be good next year. Mm-hmm. I promise.
Freshman quarterback.
And a lot, you look on their roster, a lot of sophomores, juniors dominate their roster. So, Everett, that was a 7-point game, ended up 14-0 with a pick six, but they were within a touchdown of Sexton the week before. And you saw the Big Reds last night.
I did. And I just want to talk a little bit about, Lucas Barner, the freshman quarterback for Everett, and a lot of people think he's the next big thing.
How does a freshman play quarterback at the varsity level? I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking. But
there are two freshman quarterbacks in this area in CAC blue that people have been talking about for a long time, and obviously Lucas Barner has gotten the first shot to play, but a lot of people think that Jalen Brady, the quarterback at Grand Ledge. I mean, he's been to a lot of camps. He's done some great things. But right now, he's behind the guy, Dario Bongiorni.
Yeah, number seven is pretty good in front of him. So you can't, but, you know, he can learn a lot, you know. Although in that scenario, would it be better off him playing JV as opposed to being a backup if he's not going to see the field?
Well, that's a coach's decision. I can tell you what we did when I was coaching in Lapeer. If you couldn't start, you couldn't come up.
I think that's wise because you.
And that's true whether you went from the freshman level to the JVs or from the JVs to the varsity. If you didn't have a starting spot, you had to stay down.
Yeah, because you're not going to – you got to be in the field of battle, that competition. You got to go through the adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You got to be able to execute under pressure, not just in practice, to really, you know, move your skills up the ladder.
Exactly. You know, you talk about the crowds last night. And we saw a couple other games. I mentioned that I was at St. John's for Sexton St. John's. Andrea Nelson will join us later for a prep roundtable. And she was at Fowler for the Eagles' big win over Pawanda.
There's throwback football.
Both of those games have fans lined around the field, ringing the field. And St. John's plays at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, which
is that kind of a
surreal setting anyway.
That's like Charlotte used to play their games at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's really a bizarre place. I mean, you're just sitting there looking around saying, where am I? And, you know, the home sideline is opposite the press box. It's just a real different place. But when you have people watching the game and they are lined around the field, it's
why are they lined around the field? Because the seats are all taken?
Yeah, seats are taken.
There's not that many seats?
There are quite a few seats, but they had a really good crowd. A lot of people come out.
Well, when East Lansing goes to St. John, I'm looking forward to that game. I've never been to a game over there.
Yeah.
And I've been to a basketball game, but never to a football game over there. And my son wants to be in a high school game where the fans are in the end zone like three deep. That's been his vision, and that's why he's pointing towards that St. John's game.
393-3700, 393-3700. We will take all of your calls this morning. We have four open line segments, and we will try to take calls on what you saw last night in Hour 1. And we'll talk about Michigan State Notre Dame. We'll reflect on the Wolverines' win over the Fighting Irish.
Yes, let's reflect a lot.
Very fortunate to get that one, but hey, they'll take it.
I knew that little caveat was going to be tagged on there. They're lucky. That's what you're saying.
Well, they were a lot luckier than the Detroit Lions were. Both of those games came down to the final seconds.
You know what? I mean, when we had the rule interpreted, maybe the NFL is the one that screwed up on that as far as the rules committee goes.
Yeah, but the officials just enforced the rule.
They just fulfilled. Absolutely.
Stupid rule.
Yeah, stupid rule, and it looks like a stupid call, but that's the rule.
Yeah, I still have not had anyone explain to me why. Why do they have that rule? What's the point? What's the purpose? What's it supposed to prove?
2 feet in, you got the ball.
You got it. You got 2 feet in. You took two steps.
You have a ball.
Your butt hit the ground. You got up. Your elbow was, and then
you didn't finish
the play. As you put the ball down.
What do you got? Take it all the way to the bench? Don't let it go until you get to the bench. Oh, you didn't complete the play.
Just don't get up. Just lay there. Make him carry you off on a stretcher, I guess. That's the idea.
From now on, I think that's the way it's going to have to be done.
We will be right back with more of your calls and our discussion of games last week, this week, and some games tonight, too, Tom. I'm talking about Iowa, Arizona.
Baby, I can't wait for that.
It's going to be a good
10 one. 10 o'clock. That's 1:30 in the morning.
And this is a Michigan, nice. Michigan State alumni day as far as playing other Big Ten teams. We'll be back with all of that and more.
It's called Retread Saturday.
The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.